Iraqi women enjoy broader rights than many of their sisters elsewhere in the Arab world, but they want to expand and develop those rights further. Under the new Iraqi constitution, ratified in October, women are guaranteed a quarter of parliament's 275 seats. But Sakia Haki, who was the first female judge in Iraq, says political negotiations over forming the new government are a prime example of how women have yet to be fully integrated into the political process.
There is a very, very important negotiation and dialogue inside Iraq by the leaders of all the political groups, but there is not a single woman with them.
Lawyer and former interim environment minister Mishkat Al-Munir says excluding women from the political process is a mistake.
If we start our process by excluding women from the process of decision-making, then we will end up excluding other social groups. We will end up having another dictatorship.
Iraqi women's rights advocate Hanna Adwar says women suffered as much as men under Saddam Hussein's regime, and they have earned the right to equal participation in the political process.
We had the equality, equality in imprisonment, equality in executions, equality in displacement, equality in such a bloody, bloody and miserable life that we have shared with our brothers.
Edouard and the other women were in Washington this week to discuss their hope of amending the Constitution to expand and guarantee women's rights. Mishkat Al-Munir says it is very important to have one set of laws that apply to all Iraqis, regardless of their religious or ethnic background. She explains that since 1959, women's rights have been granted under the country's personal status code.
It was issued before Saddam Hussein's time, and it was driven from Sharia law. It's nothing contradictory with Islam. It was drafted by collecting and gathering the best opinions from all Muslim scholars and Muslim schools in favor of women.
The women support the 1959 law, which they say protects both the rights of women and the family, especially in marriages where one partner is Sunni Muslim and the other is Shiite. These sects can interpret family law differently, whereas the 1959 code applies a single standard. But one of the articles in the new constitution is troubling to women's rights advocates. That article states that no law can be passed that contradicts the undisputed rules of Islam. They fear clerics could narrowly interpret this language and limit women's rights, particularly with respect to marriage, divorce, and inheritance. Al-Munir says the women's movement hopes to abolish that article and come up with a constitutional amendment.
If we could not achieve that, we will try to adopt the personal status code issued in 1959 to the federal level. As you may all aware that Iraq now is a federal state, so we would like to adopt that law to the federal level, so we will have a unified code that will be applied all over Iraq.
The women say Iraq cannot be rebuilt using only steel and cement. It needs a new mentality, one that is open to the participation of women at all levels and guarantees them social, political, and economic equality. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Washington.